I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. This week, as the Philadelphia Folk Festival kicks off, it's 60-plus years of the fest through the eyes of its organizers. The yearly ritual takes place at the Old Pool Farm in Upper Salford Township in Montgomery County, and has grown a cult-like following since its inception in 1962.
It is just nonstop partying and jamming in song circles all through the night when we're not running the stages. It's just magical.
Michael Braunfeld has been part of the fest for practically his entire life. Spectator, board member, performer, and now music director. Like many of the diehards, he's part of a long lineage.
We've got 60-plus years of generations of families.
Andy Braunfeld is Michael's dad and a longtime organizer.
It's uncanny. I couldn't even tell you how many of our current crop of attendees were actually conceived at the festival so many years before. I shudder to think of it, actually.
The festival was born in the wake of the rising folk movement of the late 1950s.
Several of the founders of the Folk Song Society got behind it and said, why not? Can't be that hard.
And what was kind of...
They were wrong about that, but they did it anyway.
Through the years, it's hosted some of the biggest names in the genre. From Bonnie Raitt to John Prine, heard here in 1974.
There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose.
Doc Watson to Richie Havens here in 1981.
No taxation without representation, remember that.
And Emmylou Harris to Jackson Brown, heard here in 2006.
Through the whispered promises and the changing light of the bed where we both lie, laid for the sky.
And way back to the first year when Andy was there in the grass to watch Pete Seeger.
Oh, what will you give me? Sang the sad bells of Rooney. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Matha.
It's wonderment. Nobody had ever been to anything like that around here.
The true power of folk music is probably rooted in the songs about social justice, protest music, and speaking up for the need for change and encouraging that change in society.
Part of the festival's lore is how performers have covered and reinterpreted each other's work through the decades.
Here's a song that has two names, and they're both right. Clouds and Bosaiken.
Joni Mitchell did her hit at the 1968 festival, with notable covers later, including by Greenwich Village icon Dave Van Ronk.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way.
Now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way.
Here's this hulky guy with a voice somewhere between bronchitis and scotch. And somehow he seems to make this song more understandable. Joni Mitchell was always a bit of a mystic to me. Van Ronk was just the opposite. He came right at you.
I really don't know clouds at all.
As the festival has continued into its sixth decade, the road has had its share of bumps. Staying financially solvent while evolving with the times to attract a new audience has been a challenge. But the dream is still alive, in large part thanks to the sweat and tears of its devoted community, something embodied by the participatory style of Tom Rush.
You have to understand that from the beginning, this festival was created by the efforts of 1,500 to 2,000 or more volunteers. If it were not for a very unhealthy emotional overinvestment of those 2,000 people, this festival never would have gotten this far. You know, you're a festival goer till you die, or at least until you can't sleep on the rocks in the mud anymore. But it is community, and most of those 2,000 people will tell you that that farm is home to them, regardless of where they actually live. I don't know that that's the way you would write the book on how to stay mentally healthy, but it is accurate.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY. And you can catch the 2026 Folk Fest, which is now underway, with a slate of acts running through this Sunday evening.